Necessity being the mother of invention, Morris sets out to create a secret device that can track every keystroke from a cyber crook's computer.
It then became a matter of finding the technology that was available at the time and piecing it together in such a way that we could get our end result.
Man, I made it. I'm in.
Morris and a team of FBI engineers invent a high-tech, high-speed computer tracking device that they proudly call the Magic Box. The complex inner workings of the Magic Box are so secretive that Morris isn't allowed to reveal how it works.
I'm really not at liberty to go farther into that technology. It might jeopardize other investigations.
But he did agree to tell us how it was used for the very first time to catch the Phone Masters. First, the FBI gets a tip that someone is offering to sell the phone records of several celebrities. The suspect with the stolen goods is this man, Calvin Cantrell. FBI agents set up a stakeout inside a store near Cantrell's house in Grand Prairie, Texas. This building across the street is a major substation for the telephone company and a perfect place for Cantrell to steal classified information.
This particular building, Calvin, when he was hacking, used to dive into that dumpster over there and actually pull information out of. He also actually had hacked into the telephone switch contained in this building. So he actually, at one point in time, owned the computer that was inside that building. He could have changed it, done whatever he wanted to.
Using a wiretap and the Magic Box, agents record all of Cantrell's phone calls and every keystroke he makes on his computer.
Our Magic Box, if you will, would intercept everything that he did across his computer.
Incredibly, the FBI discovers that Calvin Cantrell is not just any cyber criminal, but one of the three leaders of the Phone Masters.
With the Magic Box, we're able to see all the things that they were sending back and forth to each other, and all the computer systems that Calvin was hacking into.
The suspects are unaware that the FBI is onto them. In fact, during one secretly recorded phone conversation, they even joke about the possibility of being investigated.
They don't happen.
No, the FBI is tapping in.
Man.
Was it really?
You're going to jail.
We're all going to jail.
For a very long time.
Finally, after 2 months of constant surveillance, the FBI has all the evidence it needs to arrest the Phone Masters.